Well worth seeing the Lego model on the stand, very informative. So next up, Stephen Coates from X Energy. Yeah, there we are.
Good morning, and thank you, Robert, for teaming up quite nicely there. Hopefully what I'm about to talk about builds on what Robert's just spoken about in the last 15 minutes. So this morning, I'd just like to give a short presentation on X Energy, who we are, what we do, what our ambitions are globally, nationally, and in the Northeast region, and how we can support the UK ambitions for net zero and energy security. So, who we are. We're an advanced small modular reactor and fuel manufacturer. We are manufacturing our own fuel, based out of Rockville in Maryland in the United States, and also an office in the UK in Birchwood Park in Warrington. If I move to the pictures there on the sort of the right of your slide, you can see our flagship XE100 reactor, advanced modular reactor. It's a high temperature gas reactor, helium cooled, graphite moderated, and each reactor has 320 megawatts of thermal power and 80 megawatts of electrical power. And on the right of the reactor, you've got the steam generator. So the reactor steam generator, that's where all the hard work's done, where the steam's produced, as Robert talked about, high-quality steam, 565 degrees C. And then on the far right of that slide, you can see the fuel. It's TRISO-X fuel, so it's tri-structural isotropic fuel. And to bring it to life a little bit, I've only got one prop, and there's a fuel pebble. They're called pebbles, but they look like pool balls. It's not real, it's a blank, you'd be pleased to know. But inside each of these, there's around 18,000 enriched uranium kernels, encased in carbon, encased in ceramic, which makes them intrinsically safe. And in each reactor, there's around 200,000 of these pebbles to bring the power up to 320 megawatts of thermal power. So that's what they look like. And they've been tested, as I say, intrinsically safe. And the important piece about that is there was a comment made yesterday, can't remember who by, that, you know, nuclear and advanced modular reactors are so far into the distance for regulation and construction times that they're not really a viable option. I would disagree with that. Because of the intrinsically safe nature of the fuel, the systems and the components to build an advanced modular reactor around about a tenth of that at Hinkley Point and Sizewell C. So a tenth of the size, a tenth of the components, brings the construction time down, brings the cost down as well. It also, as Robert talked about, we can also off-take steam. So this is the new piece that's coming to the market in the UK. It's not just about electricity onto the grid, although we can offer that, and direct wire electricity as well. But also, we offer steam offtake, and steam offtake for hydrogen production, sustainable fuels. The big one that's coming to light at the moment, you're probably aware of it, is data centres. We're getting a lot of interest in data centres and the development of artificial intelligence, and there's a big demand around the world for supporting data centres. And we can load follow as well, so that means we can come down and load and back up in load. It's 60 from 100% to 40% in 60 minutes and back up again. When you package that all together, it's been recognised in the United States by the United States government, and that's why we were awarded $1.2 billion worth of federal funding through what's called the ARDP program, Advanced Reactor Development Program. We've got around 400 employees in the US, supported by about 1,000 consultants, contractors, in developing the first project. And there's a school of thought in the UK that, before I go on to the next slide, a school of thought in the UK that advanced modular reactor technology the journey will be a demonstrator reactor in around about the early 2030s, as Robert talked about, and NNL, the labs, are working with JAEA. We believe that we offer something with a more aggressive timescale than that. I can say that with some confidence when I move on to the next slide, that our first project is in Texas. It's with Dow Chemicals, big international company, Dow Chemicals, and it's on their Seadrift site. And their Seadrift site produces plastic, glycols, and other consumer products. Big site. Their existing power plant is a conventional fossil fuel power plant, and it goes into retirement in the early 2030s, so they need an alternative. So they've partnered with Hex Energy in the US, and they bought four reactors, a four-pack. So it's 320 megawatts electrical, 800 megawatts thermal, and they will provide the steam and electricity to the Dow Chemicals site. Now, where we are at the moment in this particular project is that we're on site, we're doing site characterization. The construction permit applications will be submitted to the NRC, the Nuclear Regulation Committee, that's the regulator out in the States, this year. Construction's expected to start in 2026, and the first unit will be commercially operable by 2030. So it's a four-year construction time from first start the construction through to commercial operation is normally 4 years from striking the ground with the constructors. So slightly more aggressive timescales than we see in the UK with the big builds and for a whole host of reasons. And that's why we believe we can bring a product to the UK that can support energy security, it can support decarbonisation efforts in line with the ambitious targets that the British government are setting across the industry. This plant, when it's in operation, it's estimated it will reduce the carbon footprint of the site by about 440,000 tonnes of CO2 per year. So, if you come back to the UK, what's our ambition in the UK? Well, what we want to do is deploy a fleet of a minimum of 40 XE100 reactors, so that's 3.2 gigawatts electrical, 8 gigawatts of thermal. In terms of economic value, that's about 20 billion, we estimate greater than 20 billion pounds worth of economic value. We're also looking for a high UK content through the supply chain of around 80%. Now, it won't be 80% to start with. Our first fuel load will likely come from America, where we're building a fuel manufacturing facility in Oakville in Tennessee. So the first fuel load will likely come from America. However, we are looking to build our own fuel fabrication facility in the UK. So a high UK content, 80% is our ambition. I say it won't be 80% from the outset, but we will build towards that. And I said UK fuel for UK reactors. You may have heard there's some announcements made by the government with respect to funding awards to Springfields for the development of a HALEU fuel manufacturing facility. HALEU is the high assay, low enriched uranium, it's the fuel we use. So that's really good news for us that the government are investing in the production of HALEU fuel in the UK. And as I said, they're UK fuel for UK reactors. So that's our national ambition. And regionally, in the Northeast, what do we want to do? we want to deploy three four-pack, so that's 12 reactors, on the existing Hartlepool site. So the existing Hartlepool site has got two advanced gas cool reactors on there, coming to end of life in the next 2 years, maybe a little bit more, but end of life is not that far away. They've got a skilled workforce. As I talked about at the start of the presentation, our product is a high temperature gas reactor, graphite moderated, helium cooled. Very, very similar to the existing power plant at Hartlepool. It's CO2 cooled, but the temperatures and pressures are very much the same, and it's graphite moderated. So we see a natural transition of the workforce from the existing site onto an X Energy site on the existing Hartlepool power plant. There's another reason why we picked Hartlepool as our first preferred site. And that's because of the workforce. That workforce has been there for 40 years, safely, reliably generating electricity. But beyond that, you do that by having a strong nuclear safety culture. It's a big thing in our industry. Safety, as in any industry, safety culture is a big thing. But nuclear safety culture specifically is the best operating utilities in the world have strong nuclear safety cultures. Hartlepool has got one. So, why would we want to build a nuclear safety culture from the ground up when there's one already there with the existing workforce? So when you couple all that together and then you look at the cluster, the Tees Valley cluster, and our ability to offtake steam or direct wire electricity, that's where we think we offer a strong contribution to the decarbonisation efforts of the cluster, the Tees Valley cluster. So our steam offtake's available. We can move between reactors and reactor turbine electricity production to steam offtake for hydrogen, sustainable fuels, process heat and steam, district heating, etc. So the Hartlepool site fits our needs exactly. It's got an existing workforce that is skilled. It's got a background and a history, a strong heritage of nuclear, and we've got the cluster on our doorstep to work with. So, last slide. Recently, we work with Cavendish Nuclear. Cavendish Nuclear have been in the UK for a long, long time, several thousand employees. They're part of Babcock International Group, and they're our UK partner. We were recently given an award by the Department of Energy and Security and Net Zero, DESNZ, and it's a 6.68 match-funded award, so it's 50% have been contributed by X-Energy, 50% by the government. And that's on the back of what they call the Future Nuclear Enabling Fund. Now, two light water reactors, small modular reactors, were given awards earlier, middle of last year, sorry. In March this year, we were given an award of 6.68 million match funded. However, the money's obviously nice, and we'll put it to good use. The big thing for me is that we're the only advanced modular reactor to be recognised by the government and given an award. No other technology vendor has been given an award in the advanced modular reactor sector, and I think that's a big, bold statement from the government. So we've signed MOUs with a number of organisations in the UK, Sheffield Ford Masters, looking at pressure vessels, etc., Kias for construction, Howdens for development of the helium circulators, and Teesside University. We've engaged and commissioned Teesside University to do a socio-economic impact for us, and that's ongoing now, and will run through to September. And that's around the deployment of a 12-pack of reactors and the benefits and disbenefits on the socio-economic values that it will bring to the region. It will also inform us on our national strategy as well when we look to deploy beyond the northeast region. So the four work streams that are covered through the FNEF funding is it's about de-risking UK deployment. So we're looking at our design baseline. I'm not going to go into the detail of the presentation. I think it's going to be made available. We're going to look at we are looking at the UK design baseline, and that will run through to the end of this year. Manufacturing supply chain, that's a big thing for us, and that runs through the whole programme through the end of February when the award period ends. Similarly to our construction feasibility, and also spent fuel management. Spent fuel management, the full life cycle of a nuclear plant is you have to have the full life cycle from outset to managing your spent fuel, and how you manage your spent fuel when you're going to into decommissioning as well in 60 years' time. So hopefully that's whetted your appetite a little bit more on nuclear and how we can contribute, not just in terms of energy security and electricity generation on the national grid, but also steam offtake for a whole host of other opportunities to help the decarbonisation efforts. And that's where we sit as of today. And I'll welcome any questions on the panel. Thank you.